This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's welcome in Zaza Pachulia, former Golden State Warrior and now basketball and business liaison for the Golden State Warriors. And Zaza, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Hands like a boxer. Zaza, give me my hand back.
You guys What's are up, so baby? Loud. So loud.
That's him.
No, that's energy. It's energy.
I love it, but you know, you got neighbors out here.
Yeah, they're fine.
Good to see you, baby.
Speaking of
can
energy.
Can I say something real quick before you guys
start? Yeah, sure.
My favorite station, right here.
Nice.
Oh, sorry to others, but I love you guys. Oh,
sweet, man. Thank you very much. Speaking of energy, I mean, it just feels like the Jimmy Butler trade has provided a spark for the Warriors. You see it the same way?
I do. And if somebody sees it, it's me probably, because understanding, appreciating that old school mentality.
Yeah.
The old school mentality. I love it. It's what Jimmy brings, and toughness, right? Something we need it.
Yeah.
And I think every team needs it. You know, even looking at the centers is today's game, right? So what it was when I was start playing, right? You know, Shaq was dominating, and you had to beat in weight room. And not that they don't spend time in the weight room, but they were just built differently, right? And you know, hard fouls. And look at today's centers, you know, more skinnier, more athletic.
It's amazing.
It's definitely change happened, but I think Jimmy brings toughness and, you know, the mentality. Obviously, he's a great player, but the presence is felt already. And, you know, again, we can talk about it's only two games, but, you know, when you've been around this game so long, you see those details.
I love it.
And, I love it, too. I love it. I'm very excited.
Now, and everybody's talking about the trade, rightfully so, but I just want to get your thoughts on Quentin Post, the big, stretch five. Now, I love everything he's doing on the offensive end, on the defensive end, and I get it. You know, he's a rookie. They're trying to come at him. What advice would you give him, you know, on that side? Knowing that, you know what, you're young. They're trying to come at you. How do you combat that if you're him? How do you speak to the young fella?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty complex question. And to be honest, man, like, first thing I told him is look at it long term, right? You know, you're not trying to fix all the problems and challenges or, you know, the weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses, right? So especially when talking about the rookie, right, there's some things that he can improve and he will improve, right? But don't try to fix everything in year one, right?
Damn.
Obviously, this is a long term. It's like you got to look at it like 10 plus, 15 plus year career as far as he stays healthy, right? But he has the opportunity because he can shoot the ball.
Wow.
But, you know, I think he's done a great job. And you guys probably heard from Steve, seeing some mention mentioned it so many times, unlocking different lineups. I think that's what Jimmy does. I think that's what QP does, in my opinion. Having the stretch big, I mean, this team always benefited so much having the stretch big. And European big.
Yeah, look at him.
Don't forget.
Zaza Pachulia joining us on 95.7 The Game. All right, when the Warriors made the trade, I'll be honest, I was like, oh, no. I'm worried about the age. I'm worried about your core players all being 35 and over. And, you know, this team may be together for 2.5 more years. What's your take? You know, and it's a league where we're load managing. It seems to be a young man's league. Is there any fear that the organization has going forward with, you know, three serious veteran players?
That's a good question and good topic to talk about, Stein. First of all, Jimmy's rested. Right?
That's
he should
true.
Be rested. And also break is coming as well. I mean, that's a joke on the side. But listen, every decision has its own risk, right? It doesn't matter what this every decision has its own risk, right? So there's no difference, this one, first of all. Second of all, I think our performance team, we have the best performance team in any sports in the world. With Rick Scalabrine and his team, they've done it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a phenomenal job. But nobody's perfect. Listen, the injuries, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can't help it, but you can help. Like, you can help not to have any injuries, but you can help to do your best, basically, right. Get the most out of it. You know, so we love our performance in they is the hardest working guy. I mean, I was just talking with one of them, David Taylor, how much time they spent in offices, again, always looking at different ways to help the teams and under the players, and bottom line, the team going to benefit from it. So listen, after All-Star break, you know, the season goes so fast,
yeah.
Right? There's only a couple dozen games left, and the playoff starts, right? So probably this question would be, I would be worried more if it was beginning of the season, but like right now, I think this trade, this change brought so much energy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, it's a kind of refill the cup kind of thing.
Yeah.
Staff, looking at the staff, he's so motivated, right? Draymond is motivated because, you know, we know Draymond's game, you know, brings a toughness, but he's not by himself now. Like, you know, I mean, of course, they were like GP2, like, you know, plays, you know, so tough and plays great defense, but it's never enough. Like, you know how it's never enough to a lot of shooters? It's never enough the toughness as well, in my opinion. So, like I say, it's really well-balanced team right now. If you look at the roster. But, you know, Stein, you have a good point. Like, you know, the goal is going to be, like, to stay healthy.
Yeah,
man, you just touched on the question I was going to ask you about,
about
Jimmy Butler. No, it's great. In regard to Draymond's been the, what word am I looking for, the heart and soul of the junkyard dog by himself for so long. But he's had you and David West.
Yeah.
But now that Butler's here with that same kind of energy, I feel like just if I were opposing player going up against him, they got more nastiness. And now just hearing you double down on, you ain't never got enough of one good thing, I think that helps them.
Absolutely. And you know what? I really would love to see next generation of basketball players to really pay attention and, you know, learn from that nastiness, from the old school. I miss that old school mentality, man. Like, the toughness is so important. Like, you cannot be just pretty shooter right now or, like, have just pretty moves. You gotta have the dog in you. Yeah. You gotta have the nastiness in you, man. I miss that.
Yeah. Zaza Pachulia joining us on 95.7 The Game. There's 29 games left. What, you know, you're in 10th or something like that. What's the biggest challenge that this team's going to have to overcome to start to, you know, Steve said he'd love to get to 6. What's going to be the biggest challenge getting there?
I think that the health, I mean, stay consistent, you know, stay healthy. That's the only thing I'm kind of thinking about. But other than that, listen, I'm a huge believer of not to fly too high or too low right now. Yeah, we understand we're not in top 8 right now, but listen, tonight's win, I mean, so many things can change.
Yeah.
And if we win tomorrow as well, like, you know, going to the All-Star break with momentum, mm-hmm. and, you know, so, and then first game after the All-Star break, we're playing against the Kings. So I think we're in a great place. Of course, you always want to be in top, right?
Okay.
With the home court advantage, etc. But we have experience of winning the championship, even not being in, you know, number one seed or number two seed. So I like where we are right now. I like the momentum, and we feel the energy, and we gotta take game by game.
Okay,
like, you know, tonight's game is the most important game in my opinion. In Dallas, obviously, it's the statement game as well, and we want to, last two since the trade. So let's just keep building on it, because, like, are we perfect right now? Absolutely not, because it's still new, because Jimmy needs some time also to really, really get into the details.
I love it. Yeah.
So, but you know what? Let's worry about tonight's game, you know, before we fly too high.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you coming out, Zaza. Thanks for spending time.
You're the man.
It sounds like the rest of the season, nothing easy.
Yeah. Nothing easy.
I remember all our interviews, just real quick here. How about your boys? They were getting ready to start their career. How are they doing? How did the season go for them?
They doing great, and, you know, we're definitely talking about having the nastiness.
There we go. Good luck, man.
Well, you certainly had that, Zaza, during your career. And thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate it. Second part of the season should be a lot of fun. So that's Zaza Pachulia coming courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Golden State Warriors business and basketball liaison, and, of course, an NBA champion himself.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Zaza Pachulia, we thank him for his time. Let's see.
I hope he's not in the Warriors World Tournament this year, Stoney.
Well,
I'm going to let that go. Not to see you, Zaza.
Hey, you know what? See, you were wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong, because the Warriors World Tournament, nothing easy. That was pretty easy. Come on. The Warriors World Tournament
you,
was pretty
happy,
easy.
Big fella. Yeah. Take it easy.
All right. That's Zaza Pachulia talking about this Warrior team.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.